And continuing with our Valentine's Day theme on this Valentine's Day, we had a singing Valentine of our own come to the station.
We did. It was fun. A barbershop quartet came in, Melody Lane.
Yes.
Yesterday afternoon.
Four men who live in Bella Vista.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spending much of today going around delivering singing Valentines. But before that, they came to our studio. They are Rod Martin, Gene Ganusi, Bryce Hopkins, and Ron Heineman. And they were inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday.
They each told us how they got involved in barbershop, and many of them started when they were young, in high school.
Or even younger. One gentleman started at 8. But Rod Martin, who's originally from Hutchinson, Kansas, didn't start as early as the others.
As opposed to these guys who started when they're young, and I wish I had. My dad was the first director of the Hutchinson Salt Miners Chorus for a few years and was a music teacher for a while. And so I heard those chords early on. I was like 5, I think. But quit singing altogether after college for at least 10 years and then kind of got into the church choir and that kind of thing. Knew something was missing. We moved to Northwest Arkansas in 1999. And I happened to go in the Jones Center to pick up my kids one afternoon, and I heard the last chord of a barbershop song, and I had to hunt them down. So I've been singing since then, since about 2000.
All right, guys, how about a song?
Sure.
You're all the world to me, my love. You make everything so fine. Oh, you make my dreams reality, and with you, life is divine. It's so divine, say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a 10-1-7-8. But it's just a charade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if I had all
your love.
It's not make-believe, I've got all your love. All your
Wow.
Yes,
that's
wow.
Great.
Quite the ending. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Made me think of the Mills Brothers.
Right.
You know? Big fan of them.
Well, so it's Valentine's Day, and you're going around singing. And I'm kind of curious as to where the most interesting place is that you've been called on to go to, just in your experience.
Tell the band horn story.
Well, I guess probably the most fun that we've had and the most embarrassing moment that we could have caused happened a couple of years ago when Mrs. Van Horn happened to call upon us to do a singing Valentine for her husband, Coach Van Horn of the university baseball team. And she arranged it in such a fashion that they had a press conference going on. Now, all the news reporters were there with their cameras rolling, and they were aware of the fact that we were coming in. However, he was not. He was sitting behind his desk, and we walked in, and he got this real blank look on his face. And we presented him with a Valentine card and a rose, and we started to sing. At that point, Mr. Van Horn started to kind of slide down in his chair and underneath his desk. And by the time we were through, his face was about as red as the hat he was wearing. And I don't believe we'll be invited back there again.
Well, but you just delivered what Mrs. Van Horn wanted you to do, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We followed orders.
Do the people who hire you ask you, do they suggest a song or do you select one?
Basically, we have a repertoire of arrangements that we do, and quite frequently we do not have the song that they particularly would like. So we have to kind of roll with the punches there. And we also have what we call some tags, which are actually the endings of songs, but they're gangbuster-type endings most generally. And so we use those on occasion as well.
Meaning you just sort of do a medley of...
Well, it's not really a medley as such. It's just occasionally we have one that we will pull out of the hat and do. If you like, we could do any one right now.
Yeah.
My love.
Where is she?
Pretty, very pretty. Do you get hired beyond Valentine's Day? I mean,
absolutely. We are basically available about 8.5 months out of the year. We have a snowbird here that likes to spend his winters in Florida. As a matter of fact, we flew him back.
Ask, but it's February.
Yes, and he will be leaving us again on Friday to get some more sun and fun. And a little golf, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. But he's going to rejoin us once again, coming the middle part of March or toward the end of March. But yes, we're available, and for other purposes,
we got a repertoire of close to 40 songs. So we can, depending upon the situation, whether it be, we can change
a birthday or
whatever. Sure, yeah. Anniversaries, whatever.
Well, do you mind one more number before you go?
Everyone dreams of a storybook romance with ringing bells the moment they fall. This kind of love leaves too much to chance. My romance is different from them all. My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance. So rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. No.
Thank you. It was great. It reminds me of my granddad.
Ah.
It does. Nostalgic.
Rod, Gene, Ron, Bryce, thank you all very much.
Thank you for having us come in.
It's been our pleasure.
You bet.
The four men of Melody Lane, Rod Martin, Gene Ganusi, Bryce Hopkins, and Ron Heineman came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday from Bella Vista.
Hi, I'm Ophira Eisenberg, host of Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Are you one of those readers who can always find the grammatical error? Well, then this week's game, Spot the Mistake, has yous written all over it. And our mystery guest explains why every month should be Black History Month. Coming up on NPR's Ask Me Another.
Ask Me Another, every Saturday morning at 11 on KUAF 91.3 FM.